Welcome to our December energy overview. How are you? I'm doing good. How are you doing this evening? Oh, I'm kind of rocking it along.
Let's get
We'll
some
see where
pretty
we get
stuff.
to.
There we go.
Right. You fit shitting this out of the park. Do-do-do.
We played around. We're doing new things. Hey, Melissa. Hey, Brenda.
Hey Melissa, hi Brenda. Trying to get a lot of posting stuff out, build the socials. Are you? Good evening, Melissa. Good evening, Miss Brenda. Hope you guys are well. Move the keyboard out of my way. I'm not going to need it for a minute.
Oh, hey, Eileen.
Hello, Eileen. How are you? All right, for those that haven't been here before, pull up a seat. Let's get comfortable. We're going to be talking about the full month of December 2023, and the energy overview on it, starting with the astrologicals of the month. We're going to be covering the highlights. While there's things going on almost every day in the astrology, there are some high points that we need to be keeping an eye out for. So first up, we're looking at December. Venus's order is entering Scorpio. The day gets darker, the nights get longer, and our relationships are becoming more intimate. When Venus enters the mystery sign of Scorpio, over the next 3.5 weeks, our relationships take a new intensity that allows ourselves to share our homes and resources with our partners in crime.
Yep, that's December 4th. Just to mention that. So then December 6th, Neptune goes direct in Pisces. As we get to the end of the year, we are pulled out of our dreamland and back to the cold reality of winter. As this is the season of giving and compassion, perform little acts of kindness to get into the holiday spirit. Always words to live by.
Yes. On December 12th, there's a new moon in Sagittarius celebrating the last new moon of 2023 by breaking out your comfort zone during this new moon in Sagittarius. It's time to go on an adventure, make discoveries, take a leap of faith, or even enroll in some classes.
Also on the 12th, Mercury goes retrograde in Capricorn. This is the second time Mercury is going backwards in reliable Capricorn, so look back to the beginning of 2023 to find repeating themes. Hopefully, you got your holiday shopping done early because delays and miscommunication will be common over the next few weeks. Put any major goals on hold until you find solid ground again.
Yes, which is kind of weird because in December we're kind of trying to plan our goals for the new year.
We are
On December
start that goal
20th,
early this month.
Venus goes into retrograde on December 20th in Gemini. Energies becomes staunchier, and anxiety we have on hard time focusing on any task at hand. Over the next week, self-discipline will be a difficult task, but one must work on it.
Absolutely. Then on the 21st, Sun enters Capricorn. On the shortest day of the year, we are making plans and setting goals to have 2024 be the best year yet. We still have a lot to do because we're determined to achieve our wildest dreams.
Yes. On December 21st, Mercury goes into retrogrades into Sagittarius. Be extra cautious about any of the holiday travel plans you're making. When the planet of communication enters the sign of the Archer while in retrograde motion, over the next week, trips become delayed or canceled, making us feel a little aimless and stuck. Continue to try and look on the bright side. What's in holiday cheer?
I wonder if it's also maybe alluding to we're going to have some wild weather.
Oh, probably. Probably.
Delays and cancellations don't happen for no reason.
No.
So watch those plans. So December 26th, full moon in Cancer, during the last full moon of 2023, allow old family feuds to die and let the love into your heart and life. The full moon energy makes us generous, kind, and a little nostalgic, ready to fall in love with the new year.
Yes. Also on the 26th of December, Chiron enters direct in Aries. With the wounded warrior moving forward again, we can finally start our healing process and finally put the past to rest.
All right. And December 29th, Venus enters Sagittarius. Relationships become a grand adventure as we long to explore the world with someone we love or care about. Over the next 4 weeks, relationships can go the distance as we're optimistic that everything is going to work out.
On December 30th, Jupiter goes direct in Taurus. I'm going to set tirade. I'm doing real good tonight, guys. And after a very long retrograde, we finally are getting around to grounding where Jupiter goes direct and delicate Taurus. Prepare for a new year by building a solid foundation that you can grow from.
There we go. And so, yeah, that's actually the end. That is the last astrological event of 2023. I do think we end up having one more day. So you actually get a freebie. We do. The 31st of December has no activity.
That's notable.
There's nothing. That's notable.
That's
no, at all. There's no notable ones. There's no highlight ones.
Well, give me a minute.
Okay. Oh.
But there's always movements.
There's always. Oh, come on. We can't take a day off. Come on. Astrology has to take a day off.
No, not really.
Couldn't it?
No.
Oh, okay. Brenda says, don't give him a challenge, Joe. Apparently, I threw down the gauntlet and poured gravy on it. Which is easy to do this time of year. We have gravy in the house.
That's some, I mean, that is November.
Feel like we need a drum roll sound effect playing.
Yeah, here we go. 2023 astrological events, long scale. Well, I'll be. It literally, the planets are taking the day off.
Nice.
And we still have like Mercury in retrograde. It's going direct on January the 1st. The moon is still moving into the last quarter for January the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's still happenings. It's just everything's staying where it's supposed to be for the moment.
Yeah, we don't have any new things hitting on the 31st.
Right.
Like, whatever's going on is going on, and then we have to get into 2024 before anything new happens.
Right.
So you get one day.
One day of quiet, guys.
Melissa says, I hear the Jeopardy theme in my mind. Hey, copyright.
Yeah, I know.
Yes,
kitty. Anna is thinking that I am her human gem still.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a debate on that, or she's going to get a nail job.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she does like using you as a scratching post.
Right.
Not good. It's not good.
Air kitty.
All righty. Already into awesome.
Yes, we're gonna look at
Aries, March 21st to April 20th.
Yep, we're going to be covering your love, your money, and your career, shall we? There is your love life. Looks like a trap to see. All right, here we go. So in your love life, you feel trapped. You feel like you've got a lot of burdens, but you're actually the one that put all these rules in place. And your money, it's judgment time. Where are you going to spend your cash? It's time to be taking care of loans and assets. Maybe some profit statements will be going on there. Moving ahead in your career, we are the Queen of Cups. Get rid of the regrets. You coulda, shoulda, woulda, you already done.
Hey, there we go. All right. So let's shuffle that back up for Taurus, April 21st to May 20th.
All right. So Taurus, you're in your love life is feeling kind of down, downtrodden. You're pulling back, questioning what you're doing. However, in your money, hello, you're the King of Finances. Those returns are coming in and you're liking that money. You're liking the flow of that money. In your career, there's a time of celebration. Taurus, you've done something right, and they're going to be giving you acknowledgement on it.
Oh, good deal. All right. Restack those cards, and we get Gemini, May 21st to June 21st.
Ooh, Gemini. Okay, so first up out of the gate, we have the King of Wands here in your love life. You need to make some logical decisions and stop this two-mindedness. Moving ahead, we have in your money sector, the Knight of Swords. You're going to be rescuing some few things, Gemini, with your fiery passions that you tend to. But in your career sector, you are sacrificing. Maybe it's time to look and ask yourself what you really want to be doing.
All right, well, let's give them a good spank, because I know that Eileen and I would like some really nice cards. Cancer, June 22nd to July 22nd.
Where's that tower at?
Hey! Ooh, both beat you up.
Well, we're going to switch decks on that number.
Oh, goodness.
Well, albeit came right back out. Okay, fine. We'll go with it. In your love life, we have the Hangman. What are you doing? Huh? What are you chained up and looking for?
Oh, this is bad, isn't it?
Then in your money sector, we have the Three of Wands here. With that Three of Wands, we're looking at where we're going with our finances. It's time to do some budgeting, some planning of what you want to accomplish and how to handle it. In your career sector, however, guys, Cancers, come on now. What's not making you happy? How do you make yourself happy? Is it really worth what you're doing?
Okay. Well, roaring light right along to Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd. Come on, mix my good for Leo.
I already did. Up for Leo. All right, first we have the Moon, Leos. What are you fearing in your relationships? Are you not their king? Do you wonder if you're not going to be their king? Are you got that jealousy running around that box? In your money sector, Leos, you get more money than you do dollars. So you're going to be taking on more things, and you need to be balancing out that a little bit more. Then in the career sector, Leos, it might be time to pick up something extra. You might want to do some extra time. You may be spending a little too much on those credit cards. You got to get that in handle.
All right. Well, I'm back in the blender for Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd.
All right, Virgos, here we go. First up in your love life, we have the Queen of Wands here. It's time to get passionate, creative, but also logical. In your money sector, we have the King of Swords. Leo, Virgos, you got to cut some corners. You got to make some hard, tight decisions. You got to be holding onto that penny bank like a boxcar. And in that career sector, there are problems and issues all around. You can either have a little bit fun or you're about ready to embargo on a world-level war. if you're on a world level war, I would recommend you use an axe.
Alrighty. Well, with all this bloodshed, let's go to Libra, September 22nd to October 22nd. I don't think, have we had a really solid, good one? Like, oh, it's going to be an easy month, just like Rocket.
No.
No. Not a one.
All right, Libras, Kings of Balance. Here we go. First up in your career, in your love sector, we have the Knight of Pentacles. It's time you do some investment and lock onto that relationship like a bulldog. You know, lock that jaw in and just shake them really hard. They'll enjoy it. In your money sector, we have the Eight of Wands here. You have opportunities, and you've got to take them. You got to step up into this, like, where are you spending your money? What you doing with it? However, in the career sector, and this makes sense with the Wands hitting there, we have the Death card. Libra, are you sick of your job? Is it time to take a new one? Maybe shoot for that promotion? Grab it quickly. Forget the balance. Be a little anarchist.
I'm afraid for the sting that Scorpio is about to get, but let's sling those cards around one more time. Scorpio, October 23rd to November 22nd.
All right, so Scorpios, your love life is topsy-turvy, upside down. What are we playing, Wheel of Fortune here? Choose a dude, choose a gal, all right. And your money sector, reminding you, you've done this. We have the Magician here that says you have all that you need. You just need to figure out what to do with it. However, in your career sector with Empress here, which normally means you're sprouting new jobs, fertility ensues, growth financially.
Alrighty. So let's go on next for a windmill of corpses. Sagittarius, November 23rd to December 21st.
Oh, okay, not too bad. Sagittarius, drama mama, makes an appearance in your love life. Be sure to send her trucking on down the sea by working your foundations. Your money needs to be focused on your home life, taking care of your home things. There we go. We finally found the light. You got to be really focused on what you want with your finances. In your career sector, everyone gives you respect. Take it with a grain of salt because respect is earned one day and lost the next.
Okay, we're getting better. We're getting better. All right. So Capricorn, December 22nd to January 20th.
Hello, Capricorns. First up in your love life, we have the Six of Wands. Somebody returns into it. And normally, Capricorns, I know you're very hard about keeping those doors shut, but you may want to look at who's knocking them down. Okay, headed into your money life. We have the Ten of Pentacles here. You're not a church mouse, Capricorn, but saving is important. Don't be hurting those credit cards too hard. In your job section, we have the King of Wands. Yeah, the King of Wands here. So you're going to be using a lot of intelligence to be keeping things in order. Remember what you do now. You won't have to clean up later. Yada, yada. Don't be making stupid choices at work.
Okay. All right. We're getting better. Aquarius, January 21st to February 19th. Come on. Someone's got to be having a great December here.
Well, not really, because we have that Mercury in retrograde all freaking month with Jupiter starting to move out of retrograde. So everyone's going to be feeling like, ugh, who let the dogs in?
It's like expired eggnog for a month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Aquarians. So in your love life, you're going to be questioning what you really want. What do you really need there? In your money situation, it's quite interesting because we come to the world, so something's ending, a cycle's completing with your finances. Check your bonds, check your returns, make sure you get your dividend checks, all that fun stuff. And then moving into your work life, keep it simple. We have the Six of Cups here. You only need one of them. Relax and enjoy. Have fun. Keep it simple. Be innocent. Remember the innocence part.
All right. Well, we got one more shot at someone having a lovely month. Pisces, February 20th to March 20th. I just want one big happy one. Just like, ee.
Well, you know the tarot doesn't do that often.
I know, but every once in a while it's nice. It's December. Well, at I'll Christmas Eve, damn it.
Well, it's not me, it's the deck.
I know, I'm talking to the deck.
Like, I don't sugarcoat.
I know you don't sugarcoat. That's why I'm talking to the deck. Like, act right. Where's your Christmas spirit?
Interesting, interesting. So in the love life, we have the devil. Some passions heat up for you, Pisces. You might need that extra PTO time you've been saving up for Mr. Sexy. All right. Then in your money, we have the Six of Wands here. It's someone paying back some loans. You made some emotional debt. It's time to get that collection. Don't forget your interest.
I'm in afraid. Your job sector. I'm afraid this last card's going to be like, your job's over, find a different career. Like, that's how this has gone this evening, is they start sounding good, and then there's the one card that's just like...
Well, actually, it is the Ten of Pentacles that reminds you to save, plan for long-term plans, be looking at your long-term professional goals, making sure you have everything you want in this career, Pisces.
Well, Pisces got all the Christmas presents this year.
Well, at least they got a loan, but paid back.
You know, and
a good sex life.
Yeah. Good sex, getting money paid back, and like, well, you should plan for the future.
Right.
Brenda, I'm there. It sounds like Santa versus Krampus. yeah. No, he wasn't holding easy for Aquarius. It was apparently Pisces.
I wasn't holding easy for any of you. Like, that's not my job.
I'm just saying.
Fluffy bunny. I make rabbit stew.
I know you don't do fluffy bunny. And your deck does... Like, I swear, it's like shower thing. My wife's like, let's do it again!
Okay. Well, no, we're not going to do it again because we don't annoy the decks like that. But anyhow, we're going to talk about why. Why are we getting all this boom, boom, boom going on?
Melissa's
first up, we have Mercury in retrograde. Enough said. We have Juno coming out of retrograde. We have Neptune going, oh, let's go direct in Pisces. So, oh, wake the hell up. You got shit to do that you put off. So we got all that going on. With this Mercury in retrograde, with Vesta in retrograde, a lot of people don't pay attention to Vesta. She affects major world issues. I think this month we're going to see a lot of bullshit in the news.
Ah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I just think it's always kind of interesting to see all the different events going on and then go through the energy overview and figure out, okay, who's having a good
one? Well, who's having a good one? Who's having a bad one? Who's being problematic? You know, normally it hits one or two charts. Uh-huh. One or two sun signs. Now, if you got a moon, if you know your moon sign and your rising, go back and watch those and make notes. Because it's not going to be the same impact, but it's going to hit close to it. Mm-hmm. But we have all this energy whirling into this 2024.
Oh, sounds like a dog's ate getting the turkey off the table.
Yeah, they're a little loud tonight. Joe's got an open mic for some reason. I don't know if he's using a different mic or what.
Not using a different mic. They're just... very animated at the top portion of the yard.
Right. Yeah, they're right off his window, guys.
Yes.
However, so you have all this stuff going on, and we're going into, we're leaving a balanced year. And let me see what 2024 is going to be. So we're going into an 8 year from a 7. So that means that we've got a lot of stress and anxiety that has occurred in a 7 year going into an 8 year, which is a flow year. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mercury goes retrograde from December 13th all the way to January 1.
No, we haven't. We have not heard of this YouTuber.
No.
But I feel like we're about to, and then we're about to be like, I don't know.
Yeah, we're not going to play this. Stick to the conversation.
There we go.
All right, so with these two things going on here, expect some cleanup, expect some family drama.
Okay, I'll be cleaning up and you move on from the drama.
Okay, so you've got to start allowing, you know, different situations to be balancing out and allowing people to get themselves a little bit more comfortable. Plus, we also have a lot of grief still going around the planet and a lot of issues that haven't been sorted out yet. So look for some loud and grumpy news, but it's just loud and grumpy. It isn't going to really change the daily accord of stuff. We, however, need to be really focusing on what you want to bring into this flow of 2024. What do you want to take from 2023 and just burn? Just set the fire and fucking burn. When I say burn his shit, burn the drama and what you want to carry through into an 8 year, which is a flow year.
So it's basically one of those years, wherever you're at on January 1st is just going to kind of coast.
It's going to start coasting. Yeah, okay. It's going to be that kind of coasting, flowing year. And an 8 year is where you build foundational year things.
Okay, good deal. So basically what I heard was we're coming off of a 7, so if you haven't tidied it up by now, you have a month.
Yes.
Clean it up. Fix your life. Wrap it up.
Make decisions on what you want to keep carrying around. How many burger boxes and bags and suitcases of crap do you want? Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking things. I'm talking emotions. I'm talking fears, anxieties, stresses. To get Mel Robbins' 5-second rule, if you've got anxiety, use it. Start making some choices that you know. Do you still want to keep arguing over who has grandmother's gravy bowl? You've done it for 40 damn years. Let it go.
Yep. It's also, basically, for those of you who are ADHD out there, the neurodivergents, hi, this is sort of like your 9 a.m. and you have guests coming at 3. Panic clean now. Activate.
Yeah. You know, and be picking the energies up. Because if we look at all the readings for all the sun signs, there was one continual flow message. Get your money in order. Get your relationship in order. Something bothering you, fix it now. If you don't like them, replace them quickly. You know, but allow the trouble through December to just be like, oh, okay. Nope, don't care too much about this because I ain't carrying it into next year. Mm-hmm. Remember, Mercury's in retrograde during the holidays. If you do not have to travel, don't. If you do have to travel, we're going to double check. If it's a vehicle travel, we're going to...
Oh, Melissa's saying, watch the news for monetary world change.
Possibly. Like, we're coming up quickly. Comparative to 2022, we're coming up monetarily quickly.
All right.
But, you know, also be watching for personal life changes, because yes, we can get all drowned out in the damn news. Believe me, take a look at any of the news stations, CNN, TNN, TVN, if you want to call it a news station, comedical channels like Fox News, and you're like, is there anything good out there? Yeah, it's called your neighbors. They're across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Get invested in your small community. Recently in New Orleans or in Louisiana, the sheriff was decided by one vote. And that just tells you that there is a level of getting back to home base that needs to occur in your life, in all of our lives.
That is a very narrow election.
One vote, and they had to
One
recount it twice.
vote. Yeah. So when we say every vote matters, I mean, I know sometimes it doesn't feel that way. Like when you're looking at like, thousands of votes in between, but every once in a while.
Well, but 2024 is going to be an election year. It's an 8 year. There's a lot of flow, but there's going to be a lot of noise. Sometimes you have to treat it like noise, like the car beside you that's got the radio up on really bad music. I don't know, praise and worship music at the top of their lungs.
You know, that used to be the problem. I've noticed anymore now it's the car next to you that's using hands-free phone that has it cut up so loud you're hearing both sides of the conversation. That is starting to freak me out.
Well, that is starting to just remind you of noise. For me, it's like, oh, just more fucking noise.
Oh, I can't. I hear some of the, like, I hear some things. Like, people don't be thinking about the fact that you can hear those systems outside the car.
Yeah, because they're
And they
cheap
just be
to make.
talking like they're, in the magic cone of silence.
You're right.
It's like, you are not. Oh,
All right.
it's Steve Jason's with me. Bluetooth phone calls in the car are terrible. Yes, they are.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Like,
All right, guys. So December's going to be a very busy month. Tomorrow, my 2024 astrological transit report will be going on sale for $24, of course. And that will be your personal astrological horoscope and transit for the year. It's a very large document, so it is a digital download. We ain't printing it and mailing it to you. I used to do that. They're about 30 pages. So those are going on sale tomorrow. Look for the announcements. It'll be on all the socials. Then let's see. I'm going to do a New Year's Eve gallery reading. Now, this is a group reading, which means that you'll get to also hear the other people's readings via Zoom. It's a private invitation that will be going on sale tomorrow. Get your tickets. If you're part of the Patreon or any or Inner Circle, you guys get free admission. It's part of your benefit package. You could technically go join the Patreon, which Joe will cover in a minute, and get your free ticket there. So those will be going up for sale. Psychic Saturday will be New Year's Eve, the 31st. It's where I go on rate on appointment based rate cut of 50%.
Absolutely. It's also a great time, before we forget it, because these are new readings. Your Golden Dawn transformation spread and the year ahead spread.
Those are
All
really
right.
good
Those
ones.
gallery readings are always great. She did do a correction. I'm not just misreading it. She did a correction.
Yes.
But yeah, so you've got some new readings over there, and especially that year ahead spread.
Yes. That's a good one to be. That'll be our featured reading this month. So those will be going on. Let's see what else goes on this month. Because it's December, there's a lot of things going on. I will be at the Yule Ball in Morgantown and vice versa, doing readings and enjoying the evening after the market is over. ASIN is chilling. You want to do meet and greet and all that? Come to the party afterwards.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Party afterwards is always great. We look forward to a really wonderful vendor event, however. That
Yes.
earlier in the day, we'll be seeing you guys for that. All righty. And then Now, as for the savings he's talking about that I'd tell you about later, we just want to remind you that for one, $5, and $10 a month, you too can become a Patreon sponsor and receive all the wonderful benefits that our baristas receive, which include the end-of-video thank you during credits, our monthly station meeting, 25%, 50%, or 75% discount on a private reading with Ace and Knight. Now, that goes with the $1, $5, and $10 a month, respectively. Access to our break room, private Facebook group, free access to all virtual classes, a free ticket to gallery readings, early access to videos, and early access to daily tarot and daily affirmation. So you still have plenty of time to go and sign up before the gallery reading.
And if you're looking to learn life coaching, psychic development, Wicca 101, well, Wicca 101 and Wicca Continuous, I do have the Inner Circle Patreon. We meet for two classes a month and a full moon workshop. And there's different panels that you can do there. And that's Inner Circle on Patreon. That's part of the Ace and Knight education. We are going to be launching Psychic Coaching U. That's where if you're not really wanting a psychic reading, but you're needing a psychic to being your life coach, to be directing you and getting you out of this funk that you've been into for a while, that's where the life coaching comes in. And that'll be, and then with that, there's different packages too. But my Inner Circle members get that workshops for free.
Absolutely. So again, plenty of time to sign up. Although if you want to catch the class tomorrow, you better hurry up and do that today for the
Yes.
Inner Circle. Yeah.
Yep.
Go do it. Go now. Just you can come back and finish the video. Go now.
Right.
Because that class is less than 24 hours from now.
Yeah. But I have a great group of students over there. There's a lot of fun that we have. And it's growing and developing well, which is interesting. Go ahead and grab that link because it is not connected to a domain yet. There we go. So that is my training course for those looking for training or education. Be sure to grab that. And with that, I want you guys to have a great month. Be looking forward to our Monday sessions over at Modern Spiritualist, where we are going to be prepping you up for 2024. Next week, we are discussing, next Monday, we're discussing the law of attraction and how it actually works. And, how the secret was nice. It was a nice spoonful, but it's actually deeper than that. Then on Tuesday night, it is of course at 8 p.m. is the Psychic Coffee Shop. On Thursday nights, I'll be sitting down with Miss Natalie for a cup of tea and a cup of coffee. We'll be spilling some tea and some coffee on the advisor community in general, and network gossip and all that fun stuff. Friday nights and Mountain Bears are LGBT issues and topics, and I don't know, it might be time for another Reddit episode over there. Also, this week we do have a station meeting on Wednesday, isn't it?
I do believe it is.
Yeah, so Patreons, if you remember, you have your station meeting at 8 o'clock. We'll be looking at what we're going to be doing for 2024 and where things are going to be headed there. That is on the 29th. And it's also kind of time to just chitter chat with me and Joe. You also get the after dark version of the show sometimes where there's things that we wanted to say, but we couldn't because of
We
guidelines.
yeah, we
Yes, because we have been kicked off platforms before. Hello, Facebook. And oh, yeah, LinkedIn is still pissed at us.
Yes, your LinkedIn is still way mad. And also I want to mention, because we don't bring it up enough, and I'm just going all out, shameless self-promotion over here. And we are going to bring up the fact that ASIN does a wonderful newsletter that goes out, that if you're liking what you're watching, like the energy overview, and you want that for your week, that's available. It's part of the newsletter. If you want your astrological forecast, that's available, and it's part of the newsletter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sign up for the newsletter. Yeah. It's subliminal messaging. Sign up for the newsletter.
Uh-huh. So with that...
Oh, Vanna's taking it away. All right. So, of course, we want to thank Beverly Walker, Mika Jean, Kathy, Mary Winfield, Brenda, Shannon C., Shannon D., Lady Gwendolyn, Charles Shaw, Tracy Van, Caitlin Bell, and Devin. If you'd like to learn more about us, the show, or how you, too, can become a Patreon sponsor and receive all the wonderful benefits our baristas receive, please visit us at pcspnetwork.com.
Yes, and you guys have a great week, and I'll see you tomorrow for Psychic the Plans, the monthly setup. We're going to be moving into that bullet journal.
Ooh.
Yes.